Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day that Lum and Abner are to open their theater with an afternoon matinee for the children of Pine Ridge. It's also the day that Squire Skimp plans to stage the grand opening of his Hippodrome Theater in the evening. As we look in our little community today, we find the old fellows inside their theater with a large crowd out in front. But judging from the looks on Lum and Abner's faces, something has gone wrong.
Listen. Doggy, just look at that crowd of young'uns out there, Lum.
Yeah.
I never know there's that many in Pine Ridge.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't let them in to see the show.
Well, why don't we just let them in anyway?
Well, we can't do that, Abner. We'd get in bad sure enough then.
Well, Lum, we got to do something. They're all standing out there waiting. I bound you there's 200 children out there. I don't know where they all come from.
I don't either. They've been standing there for 4 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Hell, I reckon I may as well go out there and tell them the show's called off so we can get this thing straightened out.
Why, sure, they'd be breaking down the door if the first thing you know there.
Well, better open it up and I'll get up on this chair and try to explain it to them.
Dad, blame that Sister Simpson anyway. I hate that woman to pieces. Her and her fancy uplift lead.
Well, go ahead and open the door.
You ready?
Yeah, open.
All right.
Just a minute, please. Quiet, everybody. Let's have it quiet.
Miss Lum's going to make a speech.
Ladies and gentlemen and children.
I'm scared.
I've got an announcement that I hate to make, but it just looks like there ain't no way out of it. We advertised a free matinee for you children this afternoon, and we aimed on doing it. I hate to disappoint you, but the Ladies Uplift League of Pine Ridge come over here in a body a while ago and told me and Mr. Peabody that they wouldn't allow us to show the picture at all.
Huh.
Can't even show it in Pine Ridge. Now, we saw the picture ourselves and can't see no reason why they could object to us showing it, but they do.
It's an awful good picture, too. It's about a girl from a city and her uncle died out in Arizona and left her a ranch.
Yeah, but they don't want to know about the picture.
Well, I just thought Beans ain't going to get to see it. I can tell them about it. Lum.
Well, quit interrupting me.
Huh?
Now, folks, I can't tell you when we'll be opened up. We was aiming on having our grand premiere opening tomorrow night, but I don't know now whether they allow us to have that or not. Might have to wait till we get a different picture to run. But to make up for this disappointment, the first night we're open for business, we'll let you all in free. We'll let you know when we can have our grand opening. Much obliged for coming out today, and we're sure sorry about it. Close the door, Abner.
Yeah.
I never hate to do anything so bad in my life.
Why, you could just see them young'uns' faces drop clean down to their stockings. Poor little varmint.
Oh, I could see their eyes puddling up.
Yeah, I could have might not puddled up and cried myself over it.
Like giving them something and then taking it away from them.
Yeah.
Feel downright ashamed of myself over it.
Well, I do too, but of course it weren't our fault, Lum.
No. I hope that dadgummed uplift league's satisfied now.
Well, what all did they say anyway, Lum? Wished I'd have been here when they come.
Well, directly after you went home to eat this noon, the door opened and in marched Sister Simpson, followed by the Widder Abernathy and Mose Moots Woman and Elvira Seastrunk.
Huh.
They handed me a rolled up piece of paper, throwed their heads in the air, and marched out.
Well, I do know. Never said nothing, huh?
No, not a word. They had it all wrote out. Here, let me read you what the note said. I got it here somewhere.
I bound you that's the first time Sister Simpson ever went anywhere and never jabbered her head off.
Hey, here it is. Yeah. Says, we, the members of the Ladies Uplift League of Pine Ridge, do hereby resolve that the picture known as the Vulture's Revenge is not a suitable picture for the young folks of our community to see, look at, or gaze upon.
Huh, thank you for that.
We therefore demand that Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody refrain from showing said picture in their theater.
Huh.
Signed. And then all the members have signed their names to it.
Well, I do know such women.
Might not every woman in town, including your woman, Elizabeth.
Well, Elizabeth.
Yes, sir, right there. Elizabeth Peabody. Read it.
Let me see that. Let me see it. I doggy, that's her handwriting, all right. Huh. Well, she never knowed what she's signing on. I tell you, that woman will sign anything that anybody brings to our door. Just loves to sign stuff. Ever since she learned how to write her name, she loves to write it.
Well, she ought to start reading things before she signs.
I know it. Had to have the whole dining room and kitchen paper. She started writing on the wall over a trail. It's just writing her name. Loves to do it.
Pity sakes.
Well, I'll have a little talk with her. Maybe. I think about it. Of course, now, Lom, I don't see yet how they can keep us from showing that picture where mine's to do it.
Well, I don't think they can, legal. But
well, now, let's not let a batch of women folks run our business here, Lom. Now, we're on that theater, and we can run it to suit ourselves.
Well, Abner, we can't afford to get the whole town down on us right at the start before we even get opened up.
We can't, huh?
Well, I know. Might not every woman in town belongs to that Uplift League. They might set a boycott on us.
Boycott? Is that pretty bad?
Well, it ain't good.
Where's he caught?
Boycott.
Huh?
What it means is that they might make another resolve at their meeting not to never come to our show.
Oh.
If they wouldn't come, they wouldn't let their families come neither. So they'd stop our picture show forever.
Well, if they ain't gonna let us show no pictures, Lom, why they couldn't come to the show no way.
And what I still can't understand is how they could object to a picture they never even saw before.
No telling.
I don't know what ever gave them the idea that this was a picture youngins oughtn't to see.
I don't know. I never seen nothing out of the way about it. And I ought to know. I saw it 6 times already. Ain't nothing in there that no youngin oughtn't to see. I'll tell them that right now.
If they'd ever see it, they could see for themselves that there's a good lesson for the youngins to learn in it.
Why, sure. Learn them how to shoot and everything.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, it shows that crookedness don't pay. You got to be honest and upright in all your dealings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it does that. That I'll say, it does that. Doggies, we just ought to bring all them women inside and make them look at the picture for themselves. That's what we ought to do.
Wait a minute. That ain't a bad idea, Abner. Why didn't we think about that before?
Well, I did. I just now thought of it.
I mean, why didn't we think of it while the Uplift League was down here?
Oh, well, I weren't here then, Lon, so I couldn't have thought of it.
Oh. Well, it more than likely wouldn't have worked no ways.
Wouldn't?
No, they'd be too stubborn-headed, I'm fearing.
Yeah, Sister Simpson's stubborn. Stubborn as a stump on fire, that woman is.
Yeah, they wouldn't change their minds after they come out and declared themselves this way.
No, more than likely. And I hear something else, Lom. If they're going to object to this picture we got, this Vulture's Revenge, why, they'll more than likely object to anyone we bring out here to show.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting disgusted with the whole thing. We may as well just close up our show for good right now.
Well, I sort of hate to do that, Lom, after us spending all the money we have.
Yeah, me too, but it just looks like everything in the world has happened to keep us from opening up.
Yeah. First it was Squire's Camp. Now it's a ladies' Uplift League.
Well, Abner, it just looks like every time we go into anything outside of the store business, everything goes wrong.
Yeah, it does.
You just stop and think about it. The only money we ever made was right there in the Jot 'em Down store.
Yeah, that's where we've done the best, right there.
Every time we go to drilling for oil or digging for gold or any of these other big ideas you get in your head, well, we lose money.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Maybe we'll just stick to the store and never get into nothing else.
Well, now, Lum, I've said time and time again that right there is where we've made our money. Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spear.
Oh, yeah, Grandpap. He don't know how lucky he is that he got out of all his show business. Open the door for him.
Yeah. He never lost no money in it like we're doing, neither.
Yeah, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in.
I thought you fellas be over here. I seen the door was closed up.
Yeah. Well, it looks like our picture show's closed up, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that, fellas. It's a shame.
Worse than that.
I told him that that's just about what had happened, though.
Huh? You told who this had happened?
Squire Skimp.
Squire?
I told him Sister Simpson and them women would more than
likely... Squire Skimp?
Wait a minute, Grandpap. You mean Squire knowed about us getting closed up before it ever happened?
Well, no, but yesterday he asked me who was president of the Ladies' Uplift League, and then he had me call Sister Simpson up on the telephone and tell her that I wanted Squire to talk to her about a vital matter.
That you wanted him to talk to her?
Yeah. It weren't my idea, though.
Huh?
Fact is, I never even knowed what the vital matter was till after Squire got done talking to her and telling her what a terrible picture you fellas was aiming on running.
Did he tell her that?
Oh, yeah, he give her an awful line there about how it'd ruin our youngin's future lives and all that junk.
Why, that snake in me weed.
Grannies, I might have knowed Squire was at the bottom of this.
Grandpap, why didn't you come over here and tell us about this yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. I never thought no more about it.
Yeah,
I told him, though. I said that pigeon-toed uplift league might just close you fellas show up tighter than a drum. But he didn't think so. He just sat there and laughed.
That ornery varmint. That overhanded critter. That's what
he think he's going to have his grand opening premiere tonight.
Huh.
Ain't a thing we can do about it.
Why, well, no.
Just have to sit here and suffer.
Doggies, I might, and I wish that theater of his had burned down. That's what I wish.
Well, Squire ain't having his premiere tonight, though.
He ain't? Well, this is Tuesday night, ain't it?
Yeah, but you know, he's having trouble getting his films here.
Yeah.
They promised he'd get them late this afternoon, and now they tell him he can't get them for tomorrow afternoon. Late.
Well, I do know. Did you hear that, Long?
Oh, say, I heard it. Come on, let's get on over to the store. We got some phone calls to make.
Phone calls?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little talk with the Ladies Uplift League.
Huh?
I believe I can straighten a couple of things out there. And you're going to make a public announcement.
I am?
Yes, sir.
Well, what about?
About the big free matinee show we're putting on tomorrow afternoon. All right, grannies, we're going to beat old Squire after all.